Before we start the podcast, we want to take the time to say if you like us, please follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, like, comment on YouTube, subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. It really helps us out and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy who's about to turn 12, Aaron, and with me is the guy who's trying to get me fired, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good. Almost got enough evidence in order to get you fired.
No, it's going to be all for naught. And which anime are we referring to, Jay?
The Orphanage Classic. The Promised Neverland.
It's not Little Orphan Annie?
Little Orphan Annie? The Little Orphan Annie Classic?
Yeah, the Little Orphan Annie Classic.
That's next week. We'll do Annie next week.
Do you have the synopsis ready, Jim?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at Hulu. I think that's the first time we've said that, our buddies at Hulu. But Gracefield House is where children without parents are taken in. An irreplaceable home for the 38 children who live happily every day. Until suddenly, their lives are completely changed forever.
Yeah.
That's a synopsis of the first episode.
It's which is a the synopsis of everything, right?
Yeah.
Are you ready for some facts, Jay?
Yeah, I'm really curious about this.
Okay, so it's a 2019 anime. It's a dark fantasy, thriller, sci-fi, 12 episodes. The manga was done by... This is a really hard name, actually. Keiu Shirai. And a fun fact about them. No one knows their real name, date of birth, or gender.
Wow.
Yeah. And
so it's like a ghostwriter kind of
thing. Yeah. And before this, they only wrote 2 one-shots for Shonen Jump Plus, which was their online thing. And after those two, they gave them their own series.
Wow.
So...
Good job.
I imagine this is like somebody, like a big somebody.
Oh, okay, maybe.
I mean, they're just
we'll probably have to look at the one shots to see if there's like a similar art style or some sort of like.
Well, the thing is, the first one shot was drawn by someone else. They don't draw their own art.
Oh, okay. They just do the story.
Yeah, they just do the story, okay. And then the second one shot. Was done by the artist for Promised Neverland. Mm. So if I were to take a guess, it would have to be somebody who has drawn manga before.
Okay.
And they just probably don't want to draw anymore.
All right.
Oh, it's the guy from Bleach. Oh, Kubo, yeah. Tight.
Okay. It probably is.
All right, the studio was Cloverworks. And they were actually recently founded in 2018.
Oh, wow.
By A1 Studios, so it's an offshoot of A1.
Oh, a subsidiary?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they've done Darling in the Franxx, Persona 5 the Animation, Rascal Doesn't Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai, and recently the Fate Grand Order, Fate Babylonia.
Okay, and that one's still going on, right?
Yeah, that one's just starting.
Okay. So, yeah, so they got some big titles already.
Yeah. So, they gave them... and then there was another one, a second series they were dealing with. I just forget. I didn't write it down. Oh, they did the second choir to Ace Attorney. Oh,
okay. The anime series?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was directed by Mamoru Kanabe. And they did directed Elfen Lied. And they storyboarded for Bakano and A Place Further Than the Universe.
Okay. Go check out the Bakano podcast and the...
And the Elfen Lied podcast. Lied. Whatever.
Good. Check out my Brooklyn accent in the Bakano podcast.
This was licensed by our friends at Aniplex. Mm-hmm. The music was done by Takahiro Obata. And they did a Cinderella 9, which I don't know if you ever heard of Cinderella 9.
It's a
girls baseball girl team.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball anime.
And it was something with girls. I was thinking Pop Idols, but...
Yeah. The opening is a Touch Off by Overworld, which they did the My Hero Season 3 opening.
Yeah, the dum dum da 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 dum.
Yeah. And then the ending, the two endings are done by Ko Shunei, and the first one being Zetai Zetsumi, and the last one being Lamp.
Mm, okay.
All right. So what'd you think of the music, Jay?
The BGM?
Yes.
I think it was really good.
I really enjoyed the jazzy suspense.
Yeah.
It was like all over the place. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. One thing, one little critique, this is very nitpicky. There was a part that was like really like had me on edge.
Mm-hmm.
And the music kind of didn't fit. It was like almost too, it was almost like a, let's like go get them tiger kind of music, like let's go get the bad guy kind of mm-hmm. music, but it was supposed to be suspenseful,
which
it was like I think it was it had something to do with Isabella and like trying to find somebody.
Was it
I don't remember
with Gilda when they're in the secret room?
No, it's happened during she was like running outside, I believe. Or she was outside, I think.
Was it
something
when
like
she
that?
Put
it was
Ray
something early
the...
on.
Okay. Oh, it was early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, and then, but that's the only critique. Other than that, like you said, jazz. I love jazz, so anything like that, any kind of fusion is really cool.
And speaking of jazzy, I really love the opening to this anime. It's real top.
Oh yeah, super cool. Yeah. Overworld's a really good band.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared because I know what the actual third season for My Hero sounds like.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of afraid to go and listen to this one, and it's not as good.
The only thing that I don't really like about the opening song, the song itself, is that voice that says fire or something
you
like that.
You don't like that one?
No,
I like it. I think it's real cheesy but real cool.
And the ending songs are really cool, too. And you said it was by the same person?
Yeah.
Shout outs to the bass player for that band. They're freaking crazy. That's a crazy bass line that they're doing.
I know. I really wish I would listen to the endings a lot more,
mm-hmm.
but I was so like, all right, I need to go to the next one.
Yeah.
You need to
know what happens. Yeah.
I need to keep going.
For me, it was kind of the opposite because even though I really enjoyed this anime, this, for some reason, this like triggered some sort of like anxiety in me. And I was like, really like, not dreading watching it, but like I did want to watch it, but I was like, oh my god, it's like
I have a pit in your stomach.
Yeah.
Would you say really close? I guess the one anime that made me feel like that was one Nana. Nana had a lot of moments like that where I'm like, yeah. Oof. Like a ball of stress in my stomach.
Yeah.
Also, Scum's Wish was also like that.
We always bring up Scum's Wish when it comes to
the last two. When it comes to stress.
Yeah.
Just Scum's Wish is like, oof.
But yeah. It's just because it deals with themes that I'm like really like scared about, like being killed, like dying and stuff like that, and like being trapped. Ugh. It's like this anime deals with like a lot of stuff that I feel like really anxious about.
Yeah, and then like people around you don't even know that they're being herded to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of stuff. It's terrifying. Yeah,
very scary, but it's done in a really good way.
And
the ending, oh my god, the relief I had at the ending of this anime was, I don't know, it felt like a million tons of weight just got lifted off my shoulder.
So real quick, when, what was my character's name? I forget her name. Emma. When Emma is like, bye mom, and she slides off, and you see like the faraway view of her sliding down,
mm-hmm.
and then they let go of the sheets on the other side, and they just start wafting in the wind.
Yeah.
I was like, yo. Like, I swore, like, she goes and she, Isabel goes, is like, basically, like, I lost, but go on and live.
Mm-hmm.
I really like how she was, she, like, got the, she basically got the sheets back.
Yeah.
And, like, folded them back up. And I was like, for a second, I thought she was going to be like, I lost, and then, like, hang herself from it.
I know, that's what I was thinking. I thought she was going to, like, jump off or something.
Right. Because,
like, she's probably going to get punished for that. Because, like, all the highest quality shipments or whatever...
Come from her,
and she lost all of them. Well, I guess, minus Norman. But we still don't know 100%...
If he's still
alive or not. I mean, she said he's dead, but...
I'm on the bet he's still alive. I think I made the point earlier where I was like... They didn't explicitly show us that he was dead.
Yeah, they didn't show anything. So they showed, and they showed the room, and he was like had like a surprise look.
Yeah, exactly.
So we don't know for sure. All right, we never know. He might have had like so much promise that they wanted to like do something
mold
with him.
Them.
Yeah,
have a higher up because think about it. There has to be guys to impregnate.
Yeah.
So
that's a great job.
Oh my God.
And that's, you know, that's funny you should mention that. There are a lot of similar looking characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a girl that looks like Emma, but really small. So
it could be her sister.
They could be siblings.
Oh man, that's so strong.
Yeah.
It really reminds me of I don't know if you ever read this book. It's called The Giver. Have you ever heard of it? It was a movie.
A movie recently came out of that, right?
Yeah. So
I've never read it though.
It's about like a utopian society.
Mm-hmm.
Where but they can't have kids. At the age of like 12 or 13, they give people jobs, and then you have to live with that job for the rest of your life.
Okay.
And one of the jobs is birth giver. Mm-hmm. So for 2 years, like if you're a woman for 2 years, you don't do anything, you just have kids.
Okay.
And then once you have two kids, they put you to hard labor.
Oh wow.
Because your body can't produce strong offspring after two kids.
Wow.
So it's like kind of like that. It's like weird.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So let's go to the general. Do you have anything general you want to talk about before?
I like the names of the characters. They're all like American names.
Yeah, they're all European.
European traditional names. Yeah. Emma, Norman, Phil.
Ray.
Mm-hmm, I don't think
there's any weird... weird like Japanese names in this anime,
so it makes us think it's either in the United States or Europe. Yeah
Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
Gilda is like the weird one.
Yeah, Gilda. So that's kind of European.
I was gonna say,
so they're probably in Europe with that kind of name.
I think this has one of my favorite first episodes of an anime.
Yeah,
really, really like strong.
Mm-hmm.
It like steeps you into the mystery real quick.
Yeah, definitely sucks you in right from the start.
So one of my, I really, spoilers for the end of the podcast, but I really do want to rewatch this again.
Yeah,
and see how many things I can pick up on.
Mm-hmm.
One of the funny lines I picked up on that's later, like oh my goodness, is Emma is like right like getting the kids all together.
Yeah.
And she's chasing one of them. And she goes, "Oh, I'm gonna eat you!"
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, "Ooh,
oh.
That's pretty good."
Yeah, that is a good one.
It's almost like the foreshadowing in Nana. I forgot to mention it last week. God, what's Nana's boyfriend's name?
Ren.
Yeah, Ren. The assistant that's with Ren. He's like, "Oh, don't get into a car accident."
Something
might happen. And that's how he dies. Yeah. Eventually, he's a car accident. Spoilers for Nana. But yeah, it's pretty.
It's not spoilers for the anime. It's spoilers for the manga. Yeah,
but yeah, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything negative?
I don't know.
This is a real like tough one. The one that I had a perceived negative was I always mention it in podcasts. I hate it when like there's a conversation off screen.
Oh yeah, you're talking about Norman and Emma in the doing laundry, right?
Yeah, and then like training the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember if there was a moment like she's like, "I have to talk to you," and then it like you don't see it happen.
Yeah,
but they show that up until that point before that conversation happens.
Mm-hmm.
That and I also didn't like the. Just when there's no payoff to, like, oh, what's on the note? I guess it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah. The note that Krone had, right?
Yeah, that she later gave to Norman
and
that he used as information.
Yeah.
But, like, it was, like she said, it was, like, her ace in the hole to stop.
Yeah, it was, like evidence that they all... It had to have been, like, something that the kids knew that they weren't supposed to know. That would have gotten Isabella fired or something.
Yeah. And it was also slid to her.
Mm-hmm.
Someone gave it to her. And so maybe it was Ray, maybe it was someone, but...
Yeah, it was like underneath like a... It was like behind one of their beds, right? When she found it?
No, I think someone slid it underneath her her bed. Maybe I'm misremembering. I stood underneath her door. But maybe I'm misremembering. Maybe it was her looking through someone's bed and finding it. Mm-hmm. And then I really want to know the importance of the pen.
Yeah, about to say that. Like, the pen, I don't understand what that's all about.
I know the doctor, whatever doctor was there, she dropped it and she cherished it.
Yeah. I feel sad for that doll that she had.
That was kind of like Crone is so such a creepy character. It's so cool.
Yeah, creepy like, cool. Yeah, it's and then way like to describe it.
There's like really dope shots with the baby too. Mm-hmm. Just like the baby looking creepier and creepier.
Yeah,
like through the almost like through the normal lens, it looks kind of creepy. And there's the shot where I should save this for cinematography, but there's a shot where Norman and Emma are talking to her, and then it goes like almost a first person view close up to it.
Yeah,
and it even looks more like deranged.
Mm-hmm. Going into cinematography a little bit, there are parts in when they're talking to Crone in her room that you get the perspective from the doll.
Oh yeah,
it's a really neat thing.
That it's the camera's like tilted, like it's head. Mm-hmm. Speaking of really cool shots, there's a lot of very fun camera work.
Oh yeah.
Of like,
there's like really interesting techniques that I've like never seen before,
like corkscrewing the camera, like going up to stuff. It looks,
yeah,
like I don't know what the right word is, but
it's like CG, like the area CG except for the person, right?
Yeah,
and I don't know if that. I mean, it looked good to me. It looked pretty good.
You know who worked on those 3D backgrounds?
Who?
Cry Games. CY Games.
Oh, what did they do?
They've done like a lot of weird JRPGs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they worked on the backgrounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, only at some shots did they look kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I was never like super taken. It was only like really what the house.
Yeah, it was really like more the inside of the house that they did that kind of CG thing.
I didn't mind it too much.
The part that really that it really happens in is when Norman's getting water for Emma after she broke her leg.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a really long section of him walking to get the water.
So
and that part looks crazy cool. I loved it.
So I'm gonna bring that has one of the most emotional impacts on me, that shot, because you know it's real quiet. There's like no music. Mm-hmm. He like walks over to the door, and then he goes over to the sink and he can't quite have enough strength to do it, and he has to try a couple times to actually get it to go. And as soon as the water starts flowing, all of his emotions start flowing out of him.
Yeah.
Like, you see that he's scared. He's not as composed as he was with Emma. Like, he's not... Like, it says a lot about his character. Like, he's just putting on a face for Emma. Yeah. He's actually, like, terrified of dying.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty cool shot. Like, it's a pretty cool shot, I think.
Yeah. And on top of, like, him, like, breaking down, once he does get the faucet open, it's, like, too powerful, and it knocks over the cup.
Yeah.
And it's really, really cool. It's, like, almost like it, like, that's what triggered, like, the emotions is, like, that cup falling over.
We've all been there, where it's, like, things aren't going right, and then one thing happens, little thing happens, and it just sets you off.
Yeah. For sure. But yeah, that whole walk to get the water was really cool. I mean, it was almost like it's kind of like the Flintstones, where like the background's moving but the character stays still.
Yeah,
it was kind of like that kind of effect, but done in a more modern sense. It looked really nice.
I don't
to
know.
Me it did, because some people might hate the CG, but
I don't know if you've ever seen Breaking Bad.
No,
but
well,
yeah,
I have, but not everything.
So there's these crazy shots they do where it's a fixed camera.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like that. It looks like the whole world is moving around this one central character, how the camera is fixated on him. It looks really cool. And that's what I felt that scene reminded me of.
Yeah.
Okay, so character design. I guess we got a little bit out of order, but character design.
I know at the beginning when you picked this anime, you said that the faces look kind of weird, and they do kind of look a little scrunched.
I think they went back and they fixed it, because I remember it being a lot worse than...
At the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
remember it being a lot worse.
Yeah, or maybe we just got used to it, but...
But it looked fine. I think it was...
Yeah, it's nothing that'll make me not watch the anime, but... Yeah.
I really like the only costume change we get for the two characters. So we get one for Norman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then we get one for...
Connie,
yeah. Connie's in that cute little dress. Mm-hmm. And Norman has that dope... I don't know, it's not a fedora, but it's a cool little hat.
Yeah, hat, yeah.
Yeah, those are like real cool, like the idea of they get dressed up before they get killed.
One thing that I enjoyed, well, the thing is that they're like pretty much wearing pajamas the whole time. It looks like pajamas to me because it's like all white, but their shoes definitely stand out. They're like wearing like
boots,
like dress shoes almost. It's like
one, like Emma has like, I wouldn't say Doc Martens, but she has like crazy boots on. Like almost the same as God, what's the name? The mom's name. Mom is
Isabel.
Isabel, yeah. Like Isabel has those shoes, or the boot. Like no one else has these boots.
Yeah,
except for Isabel, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's like the only thing that like really stands out. It's like it definitely does not match, but it's really cool that their shoes are like super designed for some reason.
Right.
I do like it when Norman wears the cardigan. And then towards the end, Don also wears the cardigan.
No.
The white cardigan. Really cool.
Do you have any other cinematography things you want to talk about?
Well, we already talked about a few.
That's what I'm saying.
But there's one that I remember. It happens twice. It's the clock on the wall. We get that swinging camera going back and forth.
Yeah.
Really cool.
What is that? What is that piece of the clock called? I have no idea.
I don't know.
But the gong. Swinging part of the dong.
Yeah. I said the gong.
Oh, the gong. Yeah. But the swinging part of the clock. It's so cool. It has really fun. Some of the really fun camera work, I think, we've seen. Mm-hmm. Just so, like not every shot is just like a static.
Yeah.
Shot of two or a couple kids talking.
Yeah. And there's like a lot of things with like Isabel doing like side eye, like that really like gets you like, oh, that's pretty scary. She knows. She knows everything that's going on.
Yeah. The one thing this anime does well is suspense.
Yeah. You're for like, sure.
Even like how ghoulish Sister Krone is like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. I know I sent you that thing of, how Krone's design is kind of racist, which in retrospect it is pretty racist. Mm-hmm. But with her and Isabel, like it makes two really cool juxtapositions, but the differences between characters going on between the adults and the kids. Because even Krone has like, when she's not doing it, she has like a really soft side, a really soft face.
Yeah.
Until she gives like a crazy look, and then that's when like, oh damn.
Yeah.
Same thing for Isabel. Like Isabel
has a very really soft face.
Really soft, really stern looking face. Mm-hmm. I guess it can't be soft and stern, but it's really like motherly. Mm-hmm. And then how fast it can turn into like.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
Isabella's like face when she's like just smiling reminds me of Tangaki-san.
Like really cute.
Yeah, like really cute smiling. But then, like, her eyes get crazy.
Yeah.
It's like it's all in the eyes for her.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, it's so cool. Mm-hmm. I really.
Yeah, really cool.
All right. So, favorite characters? I don't think I have a least favorite character in this anime.
Yeah.
I can't even think of somebody who I would even put. Maybe Dawn.
Yeah, I was thinking Dawn maybe, but, you know, he's just a kid. And, like.
Yeah, they're all just kids. Like, you can explain it away.
Yeah.
So, underutilized. I have Gilda. I really liked Gilda.
Yeah, Gilda could have been used a bit.
A bit more.
Yeah. She was a cool character. I really liked her perspective on things.
Mm-hmm. Especially near the end where even she was like, can we really take
everybody? Yeah. The kids especially, like, them being so young, they need, like, something stable. They can't just live in the wilderness.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And
what's going to happen when they come back in 2 years and there's more little kids?
I know, right? Just the cycle continues.
Yeah.
For me, I have a couple of underutilized characters. One, well, he's actually like underutilized slash my favorite. I love Phil.
Yeah, also, yeah, Phil's also
Phil is the cutest kid. Oh my god,
I was really hoping that he was gonna take I think all the young kids in here are adorable.
Yeah, for sure. And it makes me feel so sad that they have to stay.
I think even Phil's like, yeah, go ahead. Like, he understands. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, go ahead.
And the one thing that I was like, oh my god, Phil, no, was his reaction when, well, after all the kids escaped,
mm-hmm.
and he hugged Isabel, and like Isabel like asked him, oh, where are the kids at, the other kids? And he immediately goes like, they're over here. Like it was nothing. I was like, Phil, no, that was the bad move. You're supposed to be like, they're over here. There's something like that.
Right.
Yeah. But he knew what it was like, almost like a thing that they told him to do. Like,
yeah, hey, like when she says this, go
do that. Oh. And it was like, oh, that's the wrong move. And Isabel knows, because like that's what at the end of the anime, she's like, don't worry, they made it okay.
They made it. I love that.
I was like, no, Phil, she knows that you know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, she knows that, she knows they escaped. I don't know if she knows that they're going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought for a second she'd be like, Phil, it's your turn. You need to get everyone out of here. We're going.
Yeah. And my other underutilized is a character that doesn't have any speaking roles that I recall. It's Anna, the blonde chick.
The one that used the hair?
Yeah. I thought she was so cool. Like, she looked design-wise, she looked really cute. And the only time that, like, we see her is, like, she's in the library with Ray reading. So I would think that she's smart, too.
I bet you we see more of her in season 2. When that rolls around.
Hopefully, because it's going to be smaller cast.
And even with the two younger kids, the one who are the end.
The one that are always together.
Yeah, those, I want to see more of that dynamic too.
Yeah, those two kids are really cool.
And one of them is going to die and it's going to suck.
Oh, already, yeah. You already know.
I already feel it. Like, one of those kids is going to die. And
that's your prediction?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't want
to. I was.
I want everybody to survive.
Man. Before we get
Phil to survive the most.
Before we get to like our favorite characters, one thing I'm happy about this anime is I was so ready for them to just abandon Emma.
Oh yeah.
Like, I was ready for like, all right, Ray. Like, at the end, I thought Emma was gonna be like, I'm gonna stay behind and try to toss mom off this cliff and make sure you guys get away.
A final battle.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, oh my goodness, please. And then like Emma, like, throwing herself off the edge to be like, mm-hmm. as soon as they're free and like she can't get away, well, you know, I'd rather be dead than live.
Yeah.
This way.
You know what's one thing that I didn't like about that scene was that they somehow cut all three of those things simultaneously. The rope.
It looks so cool though.
Yeah, it did look really nice, but I was like, it would probably be cut one at a time if it was reality, but.
Or if they were all sitting there and they untied, unfurled. They're
like, one. Two, three.
Yeah, but it was like, yeah, I know. It was way too, like, at the same time.
Yeah.
I thought there was going to be a really stupid chase scene of, like, Emma, like, going down it, and then, like.
And then her trying to go after him.
Yeah.
And then they cut it, and she falls. Imagine that, if she fell into the chasm.
Like, I thought it would be, like, really cool if mom went and, like, grabbed it with her hand and was, like, sliding down with her hand. And you see,
but
like,
that's not her burn. Character. She wouldn't do that.
I thought it'd be really cool, though. I thought it'd been cool.
It would have been cool, but that would have been out of character.
So, speaking of favorite characters.
Yeah.
For sure, her and Isabel and Krone are, like, two really good villains.
Yeah, very good villains.
The only thing I didn't get about, not about Krone's, but about Isabel's motivations...
Uh-huh.
It's like she seemed to flip flop a lot. At some points, it seemed like, oh, that because she's like, oh, I care for you, children, but it seemed that she was being like really fake.
Yeah,
I perceived it as being really fake. And then, at one point, she was like, oh no, I'm a mother. Mm-hmm. I do care. Like, it was really weird.
Yeah.
like, especially how she opens up and saying, like, oh, I love you all. I love all my kids.
Yeah.
Is like, she says it, like, the look on her face is like, she's just telling them stuff they want to hear,
like, to get them to stay. Almost like she's reading, like, from, like, a sheet or something, like, robotic.
Exactly. And, like, as she says, like, she breaks Emma's leg.
Yeah, that was a crazy surprise. Oh, I was like, intense. What the heck? She did, like, a freaking sumo wrestling move or something. I don't know. Wrestling move.
I really love in, I think it's in Krone's flashback.
Uh-huh.
They show them learning how to do judo.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, that's weird. I guess in case one of the kids get out of control, they can overpower them. Like,
probably, where would they learn them? Judo? Not subdue, but,
Yeah, subdue is the
right word. The right word? Okay.
To make sure they can't move.
Yeah.
Or if they attack her.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
She can defend herself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude, I like how she's like, no, don't worry. It's a clean break. It'll heal like in 3 months.
Yeah. Oh,
it's so good.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I never got the motivation. And then, like, at the very end, like, they want you to believe that she did care for these kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, at the same time, cared for them as livestock. Because when Ray was on, when she thought Ray was on fire, she was like, oh, maybe if I can just save the brain.
Yeah.
And, like, it just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah. It's a little flip-floppy, like you said.
Yeah. But other than that, I, like, really enjoyed her as a mm-hmm. as a villain. Like, her, Isabel, always, like, a step ahead of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the when she shows them the locator watch.
Yeah.
To just make them see that it's out, she has it.
Yeah.
Like, very, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they say it in the very beginning is like,
she's really good at tag or something.
Well, yeah, but they mention, at the beginning, like, oh, why is Norman so good at tag? It's like, oh, because he strategizes.
Yeah.
Like, basically, you guys are playing checkers, Ray and Norman are playing chess. And that's the reason why he can beat you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Isabel is the next step. Like, oh, you guys are playing chess? Well, I'm playing 3D chess. I'm, like, way ahead of you.
Star Wars chess.
Exactly. same thing for Krone, in a way, too. She, like, had the kids fooled as well, like, mm-hmm. way up there. You know, even though she had a more brutish way
to get into it. She was more upfront, very in your face about it.
Yeah, which was probably her downfall because she was real cocky.
Mm-hmm.
And then Isabel played it more quiet, like she played behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like,
had her pawns. And
yeah, like one of my favorite scenes is when she's telling Ray, like, you're done. She goes, yeah, she's like, you're like my dog, but I know you're a traitor. And I was like, oh, no. Ray was real dumb for walking in that room like that, though, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
She super played him.
Mm-hmm. Like a fiddle.
And then, how strong are these doors where a 11-year-old, 10 to 11-year-old can just knock it down?
I don't know.
you know?
That house looks like it's been there for a while.
Yeah.
It's an old school style house.
All right. So, Emma's a real cool character.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see more. Like I said, because this is a shonen anime, I expect at some point that a boy will take the reins, or I thought a boy would take the reins at one point.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Emma dies, so, like, Ray has to step up and become a leader, like, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, please, I do not want, I want Emma to be
the main character.
And when she is.
Yeah.
And it's really rare for a shonen anime mm-hmm. to have a female protagonist.
Lead. Yeah. Like, can you think of any more?
I can't.
Maybe Soul Eater, but it's shared.
But it's not even it's not a shonen anime.
No, what is
it? It's a seinen or whatever.
Oh, okay.
It's a young adult, young or not young boy, but teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say Maka is the
main character.
Her and
Soul.
Well, her and Soul, but she's probably more of a character
than Soul is. Yeah,
Soul is. But I think it's actually handed pretty well between the three.
Yeah.
Protagonists.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. Ray. I think Ray's just
really cool character.
Sasuke. Super emo.
Yeah. But I really liked his personality and how he viewed everything.
Do you think it was a cop out of him being like, oh yeah, I can remember things in the womb?
I've never heard of that thing.
I think does, I've heard does, I've does heard that of happen? It before. Yeah, it does actually happen.
That's crazy to me.
Where, I don't know if it's like I remember being a placenta. Like I don't know if they remember, that being... much. But I remember being unbirthed, basically.
Yeah, in the womb. Yeah.
But I know there's people who are like, oh, I can remember things when I was like a baby. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. Like when the brain forms and that's the first memory you have. God.
What's your earliest memory, Aaron? Can you recall your earliest memory?
Ugh.
Mine's very like vivid, but it might, you know how like memories change as you exactly. get older. Exactly. The earliest thing that I can remember was waking up in my aunt's house. Like I was napping or something and I woke up and I was like on the couch sleeping. I think I woke up from a nap.
How old were you? Do you remember?
I must have been like either 4 or 5 maybe.
I know. I would say like maybe. Mine probably earliest memory.
My earliest enemy was Frieza.
No, like I remember my preschool.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember always driving by it like, oh, I want to go there. And then I finally went into there. So okay. Maybe it would have been like 4 or 5.
Yeah, I remember my preschool really well.
Because I remember my preschool, it used to be a laundromat.
Really?
Yeah.
It used to be a laundromat?
Yeah, it used to be. It's down, I don't know if you know, but it's down a little inside San Jose. It's down King Road.
Okay.
Past the 7-Eleven. Okay. Like if you're going towards Target on Silver Creek.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's like the 7-Eleven you're talking about.
There's that daycare that's right there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I went to that one. But it was a laundromat like back in the day before it was.
It's on the other side of the street, right? Of
yes.
The 7-Eleven?
Yeah, it's on the other side, like a 2 streets up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I went there.
Okay.
And that my earliest memory is like that, like being like, oh, I want to go there.
Mm.
And then 2, like one being in there and doing something like an Easter celebration or a Christmas celebration or something where my parents were there.
Yeah. I remember a few things from my preschool. I remember there was a clubhouse inside the classroom. I went to Windmill Preschool. I don't know if you ever heard of Windmill. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where it's at.
It's probably gone.
Yeah,
honestly.
It might be gone. Yeah. But I remember they had a balance beam in like the yard that you could like balance on. I remember that's where I first tried celery with peanut butter.
That's weird.
I know, right? That's where I first tried it. Yeah. That's all.
And you were like, sure vegans can eat this all the time.
I know, right? I was vegan back then too. Being a vegan's great. It's delicious.
Yeah, but I thought it was a little back to Ray. I think it was a little cop out.
Yeah.
Although I do really love the him humming the hymn.
Oh yeah, that was a nice surprise. I don't know if we should spoil that surprise.
I don't know. I guess we will talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we never really shy away from.
I know.
Yeah,
we never really shy
spoilers
away
from, on here.
But yeah, it was a really that. That reveal was pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know. Should we stop talking about spoilers? I don't know.
No, we could talk about spoilers.
Okay.
Nobody's complained about it so far, so.
Yeah, but I really love that reveal. That was like one of my favorite moments.
Well, the reveal, we should just say it, is Ray is
Isabel's
son.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, how do you know that song? And I really love the hint it gives about that song early on too.
Yeah.
He goes, my first memory is like a hum in the distance.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, like right when I thought, cause one of the first lines of the anime, or not the first lines, but one of the big lines in the first episode is, when she's walking, what's her name? The girl?
Connie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's humming the song. Yeah. And then Connie's like, mommy, what's that song? And then she never
says anything. Yet.
Says anything. Oh, it's so cool.
And we find out about that song too. It's that kid that's like playing like one of those old school. It's not a guitar, but it's a stringed instrument.
Yeah,
it looks mandolin.
Real cool. Yeah,
it's a mandolin.
Maybe no, not a mandolin. Mandolins aren't mandolins.
Small, but it's a
like
kid
a violin, play. Isn't it?
No, a mandolin is like a small
guitar.
Guitar.
I guess so.
It has the string setup. This is a mandolin.
Yeah, that's what it could have been. But yeah, it was real, real cool. And then you see the really cool flashbacks of her going through the school and becoming.
One thing that I really enjoyed about that whole scene, it could be like, it's a favorite moment, but when he's playing the guitar or that mandolin, like first it's just the mandolin playing, but then as the like flashbacks keep going, like more instruments get added in. And I was like, wow, that was a pretty cool transition.
Yeah, really strong. You know what? Now that I think about it, I think about what the doctor and the pen could have been. Now that I think about it.
What is it?
So, Krone wasn't a mom. She was a sister.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they say is like, oh, to become a mom, you need to do certain things. You need to have high test scores, you need to be recommended, and then you need to have a baby. Mm-hmm. I don't think in the flashback they ever showed Krone pregnant.
No, they didn't.
And we don't see the doctor in Isabel's thing. It could be maybe she couldn't give birth. That's why she had she kept her toy baby. Because that was like her baby.
Mm-hmm.
And like why she had a tough time becoming a mother. I mean, we don't know if maybe you're a sister for a little bit and then you become a mother.
Yeah.
But at that point, I think she was like, what, 27, she said?
Yeah, she was like 26, 27.
26, 27. And then Isabel was like 32.
Yeah. And she was the youngest to become a mother, right? Ever?
Yeah, that might be it then. Because Granny or whatever.
Yeah, grandma.
Grandma was her mom.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because...
Because in the flashback, there was another grandmother, and then there was another mom.
Mm-hmm, but you don't remember...
But their faces are blacked out, so we don't know for sure.
The reason why I would say it is because...
Oh, they had a connection from the start? That's why she likes Isabel?
Well, no. She has that memory of... There's that flashback that mom has, or that grandma has, mm-hmm. when she's talking to
Isabel.
Krone. No, she's talking to Krone. And she's like, Krone's like, no, they're trying to escape. And she's all, don't worry. Like, just like when, you know, I ran it, it'll work out. And it cuts to, you see the granny, and then she's looking up at the kid who's standing.
Trying to escape, yeah. That was Isabel, right?
And that was Isabel.
Yeah.
So that's why I assume she was Isabel's mom. Mm-hmm. And then she just like replaced the old.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
Granny or grandma.
I think you're right. You know, I was thinking about the whole trapping kids and stuff. Wouldn't it make more sense to have the chasm first and then build a wall on the other side of the chasm? Wouldn't that be harder to get over?
Well,
oh, but then they could just climb down,
fall in.
Yeah,
or you don't want. You want them to be like, what are the odds they're going to climb this wall and see it? Mm-hmm. So they don't have this like scary pit. They just have this wall that's up.
Yeah.
Because first which is really cool, they have that fence that doesn't really even do anything.
Yeah.
Which I don't think I even mentioned this, but this is all toy like free range, like factory farm strategies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like here's this fence that gives you a little shock, but not enough to hurt you. It's almost like the same thing. Like this is this... fence that you assume is dangerous because we told you it's dangerous, don't cross this, and the kids believe because they're kids. And until like they jump over it, so that's like the first hurdle, so like they probably don't expect kids to go over the first hurdle.
You know, it's funny that you call it a hurdle because like Norman, when he's running away the first time,
he literally like hurdles over it. There's that, and so this reminds me of like a fake fence.
Yeah,
like it's not anything, but because somebody told you that it's fate, something will happen if you do it. It'll hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, once you get past that, then it's the wall. Because,
and that's supposed to, like...
super deter you.
Yeah, super deter you from doing anything. And then on top of that, if you do manage to do it,
then you face the reality that there is a giant chasm.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to... how they were going to get over the chasm. I thought they were going to do, like, parachutes or, like, gliders. Like, they're just going to get a sheet and, like, whoosh, got the wind.
Yeah, but then you'd be at the mercy of the wind.
I don't know.
You know, I was thinking of when Norman did, when we saw the flashback from Norman of when he was on top of there, that the, I thought they were going to get on top of the wall and go to where the gate is, mm-hmm. and then cross from there. I thought that's what was going to happen, like go in the middle of where everything is at.
Well, that was the original plan. They were just going to go over
the bridge.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully that by the time they Isabel called the cops, or I don't think they even planned on Isabel having a little like mobile telephone,
yeah,
with her.
That was just a regular phone, right?
I don't know if she grabbed it because she couldn't grab it from her office because they scratched the key out.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get the key. What was the importance of Crone leaving the key?
I thought what happened was they switched mom's key with her key so that door didn't work.
Is that what it was? I thought they just scratched out the keyhole. That's what, because they look at the keyhole and it's like white, like it was scuffed, so she couldn't get in.
What I thought was they switched the key so that key didn't work when she tried to open it.
I get maybe.
I don't know. We don't know for sure. They didn't explain it. So.
I know. I might have to go back and look carefully. At it,
yeah.
Because that's what she left them. She was like, oh, the key. But I don't know.
And I'm assuming Crone taught them how to use antibiotics and all that stuff, right?
Maybe. That's why they healed them up.
Oh, yeah. And apparently they had the scalpel, too. So.
Yo, what a savage for them to like cut off their ears like real quick like that too. Yeah.
That's all cartilage. That hurts.
Ugh. All those little Picassos.
Yeah, I know, right? You know, my coworker at work. Well, obviously, coworker at work.
Yeah.
When he was in jail, he punched a hole through his through his ear.
Probably hurt like a mother.
Yeah, and that's thick. That's a lot of cartilage in there. So. He thought it was just like, oh, that's your ear. I have gauges, so it wouldn't be hard.
Nope.
It's a lot in there.
A lot of work.
Oh. It's a lot of work.
God, I'm not that tough. That's tough. I can't do that. All right. So, any other Norman?
Norman.
Norman's a very cool character.
Yeah.
Nothing much to say about him. I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
Yeah. I'd like to hope.
I actually do like that they got rid of Ray or Norman, because they're pretty much the same character.
Yeah, one's more cynical though,
and yeah. More. But like the idea is like you lose one and the other one gains the traits of the other.
Okay.
Which I feel that Ray's become, from like the two or three episodes that we saw of him, he's become a little bit more soft.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so favorite moment. We kind of ran into a couple favorite moments in there.
Yeah, we did.
But I really love the with Ray and Emma seeing like the ghost of Norman.
Oh yeah,
like cheering him on.
Mm-hmm.
That was real cool.
Yeah, really cool to see that.
Oh, the final.
This is what you meant when I.
Yeah, dude, just sit back and watch me do something cool.
Yeah.
That was really dope. Mm-hmm. The final standoff between Emma and Mom. Emma and Isabel in the infirmary was also a really strong scene.
Yeah.
Of, you know, Isabel saying like, hey, like I want you to become a mother. You have what it takes.
Yeah. I'll give you the choice.
Yeah. And I really love the implication of, she hates Emma because she made the choice that Emma or her and Emma came to the same crossroads. And Isabel wasn't strong enough to do the right thing,
mm-hmm.
and became a mother. And she even tells Ray, because Ray asks her, like, Mom, like, why did you do that? Like, why did you become
a mom?
And she's like, well, so for survival.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of just, because everyone makes that point of, you know, just sit here, relax, and eventually you'll die. You'll have a happy life, and then... in a couple of years, you'll just die. And then maybe you'll become a mom.
If you're good enough.
And you get to live. Like, that's like one of like the base tenets. Like, would you kill to stay alive?
Yeah.
Like, if someone gave you a gun, basically it's like someone giving you a gun and be like, kill this person. Mm-hmm. Like, kill these kids you got to take care of for...
Yeah.
Until you die, take care of these kids and then ship them off one by one. Like, I don't think, like, I'm too emotional to, like, do that.
Yeah,
that's horrible. Sure. Yeah, and I just like how Emma's like, no, I'm not gonna mm-hmm. do that. What kind of person? Even like Isabel like gets her like, I know you're gonna say what kind of person does this, but
yeah,
we all gotta do what we gotta do to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And and I just love that ending of them finally getting away. Like you said, that relief of them escaping.
Yeah, and just a giant weight off my shoulders. Like I was anxious like the whole time I was watching this anime.
And I really like how
in the best way possible.
Yeah, and I really like how the towels or the sheets are flapping in the wind,
mm-hmm.
almost like them. They're gone with the wind. They're oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other favorite moments?
Well, the whole theme of the anime is like something that really speaks to me. You know, well, I'm gonna get on my soapbox a little bit and say like, you know, I'm vegan, and it like kind of reflects of like why I am vegan.
Oh, another really cool shot. I don't know if you noticed,
mm-hmm.
Or it's actually a detail. The truck they use to transport is like a livestock truck.
Yeah,
too. I thought that was really cool. I was like, oh, that's a neat detail. That's never really brought up.
Yeah. You know, speaking of that truck, you know, they're always using like candles and stuff. Mm-hmm. If I knew I was gonna get killed, I would take that lamp that mom had and throw it in the truck.
Do something.
Do something before they take me out.
No.
Go down fighting.
Also, poor Connie. That's like the one character I actually do wish. But she's so cute.
Yeah, she was super cute.
And then
poor Don,
Mr. Bunny.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was Little Bunny.
Little Bunny.
Little Bunny, her little bunny.
Burned in the fire.
Oh, I know.
Along so with sad. All the other toys.
Oh. That's probably the most weirdly evil thing, too, that Isabel keeps all the toys.
Yeah.
Like,
very.
I don't think it's evil. That's not the right word.
Yeah, it's almost like a... how
they're
like
mementos.
Almost like a calling card for a murderer.
Yeah.
Well, not a memento. Not a calling card. A souvenir. Do they call it souvenirs?
Well, memento would be the word too.
Yeah. What do they call it in Monster?
I forget. But
it's brought up in Monster, the anime.
Yeah, but it's not like, now that we know the revelation that she really does like love these kids, like I don't think they're trophies. They're more of like keepsakes. They're like for the kids, you know. She like, and if you think about it, she sees them every time she goes and uses the...
I thought they were, like, in the basement.
Yeah. Well, that's where her phone is. You gotta
I thought it was, like, in just in that room and then...
Oh, was it? I guess so. It was, like, a little shrine underneath the...
Yeah, it was, like, a cellar kind of thing.
Underneath the phone call? Or the
I think it was underneath.
I think you're right. Never mind. But, yeah, it's, like, a little shrine. It's weird.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that scene again just to see what more that looks like, that room.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's real... That's real sad. Like, I don't think, like you said, like, they're trophies. They're like just things she keeps to remember.
Yeah. Maybe she just keeps them to reuse them.
I was also thinking that too. Like maybe she hands them
once
down.
Like one generation leaves and you can just reuse them.
Reuse them, maybe. Or I'd like to think that it's more of her keeping memories of the kids, you know?
Yeah.
Especially now since we know like she does love them in a weird way.
Yeah.
Like she's not just using them as stock.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she is. Like, that's the only confusing thing about this anime.
Yeah.
But I digress. Any least favorite moments?
I have another favorite. It's when Ray gives the book to Emma that had the pictures in it.
Oh.
I really like that. I thought it was, like, such a touching moment. Like,
super cute.
Having pictures of Norman. All right, so least favorite moments.
I don't think I have any least favorite moments.
Yeah. You know what? One thing is I think the anime is a little too dark. At points, like at night, it might have been just my tablet and like glare and stuff, but it was kind of hard to watch at points.
I didn't really have that issue.
Yeah,
maybe
your room is pretty dark though.
I know. I'm always living in darkness before this lamp I got. I didn't really have that problem, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But mine's like just very nitpicky. It's like only thing.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything.
I do like the red tint at night. That was a really cool, like, mood setter.
I kind of don't like cliffhangers at the end of every episode. I don't feel like needed.
Oh yeah,
cliffhangers on every episode.
But that's just to get you to watch the next one.
Keep you going,
even though it's like the payoff's not really that big.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I also hate, when the payoff doesn't even mean anything.
Like when Gilda and Dawn were trying to open the secret door, and then they heard the door, the actual door opening. Other door.
Yo, how did they get out of the...
Without getting caught?
Yeah.
Well, from what I recall, Ray said that there's two entrances to the secret room.
Oh, so they went out the other way.
Yeah.
But they never showed them.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's what happened.
Because I was like, how did they get out? I didn't really understand.
Another thing is, how did Norman and Emma leave the gate without being noticed? When they saw the monster for the first time.
That's also true. They just snuck out.
The alien. They look like aliens from the movie Alien.
They do look pretty cool. That's why I like how they say demons, and they go, oh, that's what you call them. I don't know if it's... I don't know who says it. I think it's...
How do you feel about aliens in general?
Crone. They're fine. I think you're right. I think they are aliens, too. I have seen some manga covers. They're really cool. Like the next season's gonna be based off of. I saw the next volume cover. And the kids have some weapons with them, and they look pretty cool. And I was like, that makes sense that it's either like demon technology or it's like alien technology.
You know, I always think about aliens and like it'd be cool if, like, aliens like visited us. I would think it would just be cool because we have a lot of cool stuff to show them.
Yeah, but it's like, we already have all the stuff.
I know, but you don't have our music.
Oh, dude, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, imagine showing like Tuxedo to an alien or something.
Yo, their minds blow up.
Oh my god,
they take it as an act of aggression.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that.
I know, it's too awesome for their minds to handle. The fucks with the butt. Like, tuxedos are only for formal. It's like, so it's time of tuxedo. The only time for a tuxedo is the time to party.
There we go.
No need to stress. It's just a TUX, Jay.
There it is. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Go check out Tuxedo. That's a great band.
That's a great band. Go check out Mayor Hawthorne. He's really good too.
Definitely.
All right. So, anything you want to say before we end the wrap up, Jay?
It's a great anime. Go watch it right now.
I want to say this lived up to the hype.
I've
really enjoyed. I can't wait for the second season.
I'm really excited. And that was announced already, right?
Yes, it's coming 2020, sometime 2020.
Okay.
And
awesome. I'm sure we're gonna cover it, and I'm gonna be anxious again.
So the whole time I was watching this, I was like, how are they gonna do a season two? Is every season going to be like, okay, here's the plan, all right, it fails, all right, next season let's try another plan to get out? Like, I was like,
how? I know, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, I was like, so how is this gonna go on? And then they get out, and I'm like, okay,
this is how it goes on.
Okay, now I'm curious. Like, I have no idea where they're going.
Yeah,
from here
they gotta look for that author guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's like
he's not an author. He just rents the books, but
yeah, it's his books.
Yeah,
Minerva.
Morse code. Minerva is like the name of like some sort of ship, right?
No, Minerva is the Greek god of knowledge.
Oh, okay. I know it's a popular name for ships.
Yeah, but it's either Greek or Roman god. Of like knowledge,
not like navigating.
Yeah, it might be. You know how the gods have
weird things. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fairly excited to see where.
Yeah, it's gonna be like. I'm assuming it's gonna be like survival mode, right, for the next season. And then possibly trying to help others escape.
I was also really excited. I wanted them to drop the name Promised Neverland. Mm-hmm. And they never like drop it. They say like promised.
Yeah.
And like, oh, we can't read what this one says.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I probably bet that one says
Neverland.
Neverland. Maybe. Or I was really hoping the song, because she goes, like, oh, what's the song? What's the song's name? I really wanted him to say, like, The Promised Neverland.
Oh, yeah. He never, the guy that plays it never
says it. Yeah. So, like,
Maybe that's what the song's called.
I was really hoping that that's what that song is called. The song is called The Promised Neverland.
Wow.
And
that would blow my mind if that was the song.
And I'm going to look it up right now. But yeah, really, really, really excited. I've already recommended it to somebody.
Yeah.
Really good. Mm-hmm. All right. So accessibility, I think it's very high. I think anybody can watch it. There's nothing too crazy.
It's a little graphic. Not spooky, but it definitely keeps you on edge. It's like a thriller kind
of. Yeah. There's a bit of blood, some dead bodies.
Body parts.
Other than that, not too crazy.
Yeah,
I feel young teen audience probably.
Yeah,
a little more darker than what your usual
shonen anime is. Yeah, for sure. It's not a My Hero Academia. Yeah,
exactly.
Even though that anime is kind of getting dark.
Yeah, I love it.
And as for where you could watch it, we both watched it on Hulu, right?
No, I watched mine on Funimation.
Oh, okay.
But Funimation, Hulu,
Crunchyroll.
Yeah, Crunchyroll. It's on, like, everywhere. And the dub was done by Aniplex.
So where would you watch the dub?
Like, you gotta buy it, huh? Yeah.
Do they have, like, a streaming service?
I don't think so. They might start putting everything on Funimation now because... Oh, Funimation Now. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
They might be still putting on Funimation. Oh,
because Aniplex is owned by Sony, right?
Yeah, and now they're kind of combined their efforts. Okay. So maybe now.
Okay. Eventually, at least.
Exactly. If the Fate anime, and I think they just announced a couple anime that they just added to Funimation Now, too, not too long ago.
Okay.
Yeah, they added a whole bunch of new, Aniplex classic anime onto Crunchyroll. Cool. Not Crunchyroll, Funimation.
Funimation.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. It's a good time to be an anime fan.
Exactly. It's a good time and a bad time because it's never much. Been so, yeah.
It's never been so saturated.
Yeah. And everything's split up. You got to have like 5 different accounts to go to watch different anime. That's like the worst.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, oh, you got to have a Crunchyroll account. You got to have a Funimation account. Mm-hmm. You got to have a Stream Lab account. You gotta have a High Dive to get everything. Like, if you want to watch everything, you gotta have
A lot of accounts. If we ever do like a Patreon, that's what the money is gonna be going towards.
Yeah, exactly.
Paying for all the streaming services.
Bumming off of.
Yeah,
I know. I bum like my. Well, I don't bum my Funimation account off anybody now, but I know my Crunchyroll. I do not pay for, and I do not pay for my Hulu account. I get off of somebody.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I pay for my Hulu, my Netflix. I think I use your Funimation and your Crunchyroll, which is not
mine,
which is not yours, and your High Dive,
right? Which is my High Dive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rewatchability. I think this is high.
Yeah, especially after you said that there might be like little
foreshadowings.
Yeah.
I would like to go and see.
Mm-hmm. Go see, like, everything. Digest it, like, with more knowledge.
And it's only 12 episodes, so it's real easy to rewatch. I think I killed this in 2 days.
Mm-hmm. But you're, like, super into it.
Yeah, I never... Very rarely have I, like, killed an anime, like, so fast.
Yeah.
I think... I kind of did it with Nana... But Nana was weird because I'd have Nana on in the background when I was doing things because it was a dub. And this one I had to like...
Read
and I shut down everything because I could miss...
Yeah, something important.
Things. So I needed to like watch. But no, yeah, I don't know how to explain it more. You know how I don't finish anime super quick. I usually wait to the last moment.
Yeah, definitely.
And
a lot of the times, like, I come over, like, ready to record.
And you'll see, like, I'm, like, scribbling down my notes. The last episode will be up on my TV.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I just finished. As soon as you typed, I'm up here. I just finished the episode. No, but this one, I really... Even I was like, I think I'll take a day Because I think I watched 6 episodes on the first day, and I was like, oh, I think I'll take tomorrow off, play some Pokemon, and see where it goes. And I just ended up watching the last 6. I was like, I watched like a couple episodes, and then I ended up finishing it.
Yeah, that was funny. I think you texted me like at 11:30 at night saying that you're done. Yeah, I was all done. Just killed it.
I know, just killed it.
Yeah, the only thing I've watched that fast was probably The World Only God Knows.
I think we actually, we both slammed through it because it was just so good.
Yeah, we watched like all 3 seasons within a week.
I think we only planned like one. I think we only planned one. And then we're like, oh, let's see how we can do it. And then we did 2, and then we just finished it up.
Yeah. I was like, oh, done with the first season. You want to just do the second season?
Yeah, done with the second season. You want to just...
Let's just do the third one. Might as well.
I think that was the only time we've ever done 36 in a week. Because I would never do 36 again.
That's pretty tough. Unless it's like a really good anime or something.
I mean, but now you have the kid, so now it's even,
even more tough. More
tough, but... God, 36
in a week. Because I'm always taking care of him in the morning, and that's when I used to watch it. Yeah.
God, 36. I can't even imagine doing that now.
Yeah, it's pretty
rough.
Pretty rough. Speaking of anime that we have to watch 36 episodes.
Oh, God. Don't get ahead of ourselves here.
I know. All right, so things we would change?
I don't know if I'd change anything.
Yeah, I think this is fine the way it is. It's pretty good. It's really good.
All right, Jay. Moment of truth. Gotta go watch it. I was like, I think this might have been the fastest gotta go watch. I texted you. I was like, 1.5 episodes in, I'm in it. Let's go. Yeah,
you're like, you're hooked.
Yeah. I think after the first episode, even though I had already watched it, I watched it again. I was like, okay, this is good.
It's just like the theme of that whole anime is just really spoke to me. Like I said before, of like me being vegan and like against. Well, I'm vegan for the animals, not for like health or anything like
that. So did it really hurt you when they're like, oh, mama? Like, that's how like the farm animals are, cows. Yeah. Oh, mama. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Like they, and they're like really kept in the dark. Imagine if cows like had like our intelligence.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like a,
you know what kills me is that pigs are like as smart as dogs. And
we slaughter them.
What? But not to get too depressing.
Yeah. A lot of people said it's like one of those, shit posting memes of don't watch the anime if you haven't read the manga kind of things. Yeah. And it was like, don't watch the anime. And it's like never Promised Neverland.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never watched the original, and it's like Chicken Run. If you've ever seen Chicken Run, it's essentially the same.
I know, right?
The same story.
That's funny.
But yeah, gotta go watch.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
For some reason, I thought this year too has a lot more gotta go watch. I think it's about the same right now.
Yeah, I think it's about the same.
I think this is because I was like, oh, how many? I think it's 6. We have 6 gotta go watch. At least on mine.
Yeah,
I have 6 gotta go watch.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, gotta go watch it. Good, really good.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Now that we've escaped the grace field. Orphanarium.
Orphanarium. That's a good word.
Yeah. Well, what do you got for us next week?
All right, so I'm picking an anime that I grew up with, and it's based on a video game. I know you made some guesses. You thought it was Monster Rancher.
I thought it was Monster Rancher. I was so excited.
Yeah, it's not Monster Rancher, but that would have been a good pick.
When are we starting the Monster Rancher LP?
The PlayStation is the first game, right?
Yeah.
That game like does not appeal to me because it's like taking care of like.
It's like a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, it's a Tamagotchi kind of game, right?
Yeah. Slash Tamagotchi. Yeah.
Slash Pokemon kind of. Well, I love Pokemon,
but I want to put Straight Outta Compton and make a monster from it. I want to put License to Ill.
There we go.
Want Brass Monkey and it's an actual monkey.
That'd be dope.
That'd be so cool.
But I'm picking Metabots.
Yo, yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
Is it based off a video game?
Yeah, the Game Boy Advance game, I believe.
Is it not anime first?
No.
Okay, I did not know that.
Based on the video game according to the wiki, it's based on the video game from Natsumi. Do you know Natsumi?
No.
They've done Pocky and Rocky. They do like RPG kind of games.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many episodes are we doing, Jay? Are you gonna?
We could do 20. Oh, does 20 sound good?
Yeah.
You know what's really interesting is that once we finish the first season, it's like, I think it's like 50-something episodes.
Is it really that short?
There's a second season with another like 40 or something like that. And the second season, it was actually done by A1 Productions.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. And I remember going into the second season, I was like, why does it look so different? Like, it feels like more serious than the first season. But that's the reason why, I think.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, but we'll do something like 20 episodes.
Okay, that's fine then.
Yeah.
Is that where the first production stops?
No. Okay. Well, it's like the whole first season is this weird.
How long company. Is the first season?
It's like 40-something, I think, or 50-something.
Okay.
But we'll do 20 episodes.
Okay.
And then down the line, we'll do it again.
And then where can we watch it?
YouTube.
Okay.
I've never checked like a streaming service to see if it has it, but there's a whole YouTube channel for Metapods.
Is it dubbed?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
So our adventures with
Isn't it Beetle? Beetle something?
No, it's like, I know Icky is the main dude. I forgot what his Metabot's called. Metabee,
yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Next week, we're doing Zatch Bell.
Oh, my God. That'd be crazy. I've never watched Zatch Bell.
You never watched Zatch Bell?
No. I remember seeing it on, like, Toonami and stuff, but I never watched it.
Now I know what I'm picking next week. Also has a really cool dub song.
Really?
Yeah, I might play it for you. When
Metabots has a good song.
More power.
Have you watched Metabots before?
Yeah. I can't tell you. I know they put the little chip in the back. That's it. That's all I remember.
You have to build them.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember? No. It's like a model kit that they...
I'm super excited.
And Meta B is like a discontinued model that like nobody wants.
Oh, so Real Steel? You ever seen that
Real Steel?
Movie?
Real Steel? Is that the...
It's the one with, I don't know, it's Mark Wahlberg.
What's it about?
It's about they find this old out of commission boxing robot.
Oh, I remember it. I remember seeing like the previews.
Is it
for
Channing
that.
Tatum?
It's somebody macho.
It's like weird. Somebody super weird.
Yeah.
But
like a kid, right?
Yeah, and they find this small box training robot, and they build it up to.
They just stole the idea from Metabots.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, guys. So if you like us, go ahead and follow us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or subscribe on iTunes. Our YouTube, we're still doing Earthbound. There's still more episodes to be uploaded for Earthbound, right?
Yeah, but we're running thin.
We're
running thin.
How many episodes are up? Like three?
I think two or three. And I only think I have three left in the can, I think. Okay.
But they're long, right?
Yeah. So, we'll record more of that soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
We've both been, like, real busy.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Especially with the holidays coming up, so.
It's going to be a little rough coming
up.
Yeah.
So, the YouTube might be down for a bit, but we'll always be doing podcasts.
Go ahead and check out the old video. Go check out Hot the Full Boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, that was
a good LP.
Mm-hmm.
The only full LP on our channel.
No, we have Danganronpa and Danganronpa 2.
But those are missing episodes.
Not the first one, is it? Oh, the first one is missing episodes. Huh?
I think the first one is missing like one episode.
It's just like lost episodes, so we can't really do anything about
it. Yeah, like episodes that have, that were taken down. Like for one, where like no other episode was taken down, but just that one specific one.
Yeah.
Like weird stuff like that, but.
Yeah, whatever.
Go and check them out. They're fun.
Yeah. Danganronpa is always fun. Hot Tub Boyfriend.
Fun.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hot Tub Boyfriend's fun until it gets weird.
Yeah. The end is very weird.
I thought it was cool. It was fun. That's doing a Hot Tub Boyfriend retrospective right now. But I thought it was real fun and interesting. Just that we were like, got kind of burnt doing LP on it. Because we're like, oh, this is going on for like 3 hours.
I know.
I remember just being like,
It's well written. But my God, it kind of drags a bit.
Yeah.
So maybe don't watch that.
Well, no, we watch don't have any of that, the true ending stuff.
No?
Remember, we lost the true ending stuff. We just have all the routes, everyone's route.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we don't have the special bird. We never got the special one.
And we didn't do the Christmas special either. There's a Christmas.
I'm going to do it for this Christmas.
No, I don't want to do it.
There you go. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate
Stay escaping.
Yeah, stay running, everybody. And they just keep running, running, and running, running.
And I ran. No, man.